It is the first day of spring, however, it definitely doesn't feel like springtime, and in much of our area, it's not looking very spring-like right now, as a late-season winter storm is bringing light snow to portions of our area this afternoon. It's all being driven by an area of low pressure that is tracking off the Carolina and Virginia coast. The storm is trekking to the east and it will pass well to our south tonight. So we're on the northern fringe of the system, meaning areas that are farthest from the storm center have the least potential to see snowfall. So across the north country, we're looking for very little, if any, in the way of snowfall. We're looking for some light snow from the Mohawk Valley east to the capital region, then east to southern Vermont. In this zone, we're looking for a light accumulation of a covering to an inch, maybe two. Accumulations will be a bit heavier across the south, from the southeastern Catskills to the mid and lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut. Accumulations in those areas will range from about 2 to 4 inches. A few spots could see five before the snow ends. And the snow will end rather early this evening, basically between about 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock as the storm pushes off to the east. So we're going to see a cold night ahead, not especially cold for this time of year, but I want to point out that any wet road surfaces will turn slippery if they're not treated this evening, as temperatures will dip back below freezing. I'm targeting overnight low temperatures generally in the 20s under a mostly cloudy sky. We'll see a bit of a warm-up tomorrow, as many areas will climb up into the 40s. However, that will come with a cold front that will dip down from the north. So across the north country, we're looking for some rain and snow showers through the day, and those snow showers and rain showers will kind of work from northwest to southeast through tomorrow afternoon. So again, in advance of the front, it's fairly warm. We could even see a few breaks of sun, especially from the capital region on south. But this front does mean business, and it's going to drop temperatures again, so a much colder day is on tap for Sunday, and the chill will continue into Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, high 36 to 42. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with scattered rain and snow showers, high 36 to 42. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, with snow ending, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered rain and snow showers, high 40 to 45. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly cloudy, with snow ending, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with scattered rain and snow showers, high 40 to 45. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, with a chance of mountain snow showers, breezy and much colder, with highs in the teens to the north, 20s to around 30 in the Capital Region, and in the lower to mid-30s south. Then on Monday, partly sunny and continued cold with highs in the 20s to 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.